Well, if you were cutting out a dress, you might cut a little V-shaped place as a marker. What would you call that? If you're cutting out a pattern. Or if you're cutting down a tree, they'd cut a little piece out of the tree to indicate which way it was
going.
Or if on a Western, the gunfighter might cut a little thing in the handle of his gun when he kills somebody. That's a...
That's a smock, sorry, sure. Well, how many is killed?
I'm trying to get you to say the word notch. Do you ever
notch.
Say... Pardon?
Notch.
Okay. Would you ever use that to mean a place in the mountains where you go through?
Is there such a thing as that in the mountains?
I don't know. I would never say that. Let's see. Where do you call a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded?
Yeah. Freight house of Egypt. Oh, I know, but I can't say.
Well, it's where the,
dock.
Where, pardon?
Dock.
Yeah, okay.
Boat dock.
Mm-hmm. And then a place where the water falls a long distance.
Waterfall.
Okay. I think it's all right. Let's see. Maybe it's tired. let's see.
Hard, I imagine.
Well, usually it'll go along for hours at a time without giving any trouble, but just every now and then it's temperamental. What are the surfaces, different surfaces that roads might have? If it weren't paved at all, it would be a what?
Dirt road.
And then suppose it just had those little rocks, it would be?
Blacktop.
Well, just little rocks, though. Little gray.
Gray, Rocky road. Rocky land.
Would you ever say gravel road?
Yeah.
What's that?
Gravels that you put on a road.
Mm-hmm. And what are some other things that paved surfaces are made of?
Tar.
All right. Mm-hmm. And if it were, what are city sidewalks made out of?
Pavement.
Would you say cement or concrete?
Cement. Concrete.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Then what would you call a little road that goes off the main road?
A little road. I'd call it a road, so side road.
All right. Mm-hmm. And suppose you came to a man's farm and you turned off the public road to go up to his farm, what would you call that road?
Road to the house.
If it's actually on his property, would it have a name?
Well, some of it does, some don't.
What if it's in the city and it's just the little place where you pull your car in? That's his what?
A road to a stop.
What if it's a place where you might drive your cows to the barn, from the barn to the field or something?
That's a cattle gap.
That's a gap?
Cattle. Where you drive the cows in or something. It's a cattle thing.
Mm-hmm. Cattle. What is the little place where you might drive them along, though?
Well, that's a road.
Would you ever...
Lane.
Pardon?
A lane.
Lane would be for cattle. Okay. Then, what is the thing that people walk on in the city between the street and the yard?
Is the city?
Mm-hmm.
Sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a name for the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street?
Well, some of it's different grass.
Would you ever call that grass strip anything, though, like a parkway or... tree lawn or neutral strip or
yeah,
what would you call it
for the lawn? Grass lawn.
Is that the little strip between the sidewalk and the street, though?
No, the little strip, see, actually that would be the driveway.
Well, isn't the driveway is what you drive your car up, isn't
yeah.
it? But what about when you're walking along? Do you know what I'm describing? The sidewalks here and the streets here.
Oh.
And then there's a little strip of grass.
Yeah.
Do you have a name for that little strip of grass?